Welcome to the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim, Middle East Bureau Chief, and joining me is Dr. Sanam Vakil, a senior research fellow at the London-based Gotham House think tank, where she heads the Iran Forum. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
And the topic: Iranian President Hassan Rouhani issued a stern warning to the European powers, saying that Tehran would, in the coming days, further scale back its commitments to the 2015 nuclear agreement unless a mechanism is devised to provide the Islamic Republic with financial relief. It comes as U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday hinted at a potential meeting with Rouhani on the sidelines of this month's United Nations General Assembly. Dr. Vakil, first things first, do you believe that some form of compromise will be reached to salvage the nuclear pact?
I'm hopeful that a compromise could be reached, but it's unclear if that compromise is going to be reached right now around the UN General Assembly meetings that will be held the end of September, or if that compromise will be delayed until after the US presidential elections in November 2020.
In your opinion, what are the chances of a US-Iran diplomatic breakthrough?
I think there is a possibility for a breakthrough. Both Tehran and Washington have indicated that they are willing to talk to each other. I think what we are witnessing is a very public negotiation of the parameters of those talks. President Macron of France is trying to shepherd through his European-led initiative to save the nuclear deal. This would provide Iran with financial credit and greater liquidity, which is much needed, and it would return Iran into compliance with the nuclear agreement. Iran is very keen to have this deal come to fruition, and they've given the Europeans an additional 2 months to try and solidify this arrangement. Much depends on the willingness of Washington and the Trump administration to allow this freeze of tensions. If Washington allows this, this could set a framework for future negotiations and current de-escalation. Ultimately, what Tehran is seeking before it returns to negotiations with Washington is some kind of sanctions relief. And so this could be considered some form of sanctions relief from Washington. This could be promising. I don't think that we should put all of our eggs in this basket either.
If no progress is made on any front, are we potentially heading toward another Middle East war?
Well, of course, the risk of military escalation is high. We've seen tensions increase in the Levant with attacks in Lebanon, action and reaction between Hezbollah and Israel, and also Israeli efforts to push back against Iranian entrenchment in Iraq and in Syria. So I think the Levant is a particular flashpoint of tension. I don't see a wider regional escalation per se, but the risk of flare-ups are definitely high, and this is why diplomacy and efforts such as President Macron's are really important at this very tense time.
What role, if any, would the situation internally in Iran play to pressure the Iranian government to engage directly with the U.S. administration or at least change its stance?
Well, the Iranians have had debates inside the country regarding their strategy vis-a-vis the Trump administration. In the first year after the American withdrawal from the JCPOA, Iran was compliant and was waiting to see if there could be some negotiation or mediation that would protect Iran. In the second year, since last May, when the president did not renew oil waivers on Iran, Iran has changed its posture and is pursuing a much more confrontational position. And this is because it believes that through confrontation, it sees better results, not just from Washington, but also from Europe. The Iranian elite are still perhaps negotiating as to what and when they might engage with negotiations with Washington. But it's very clear that should negotiations take place, first of all, there would have to be a concession of sanctions relief given to Tehran for it to come to the negotiating table with some face-saving arrangement. And secondly, the Iranians have been very clear that they will not have bilateral negotiations with Washington and will only engage in a multilateral negotiation process. So these are the current parameters that have been laid out from Tehran.
Dr. Sanam Vakil, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Mohammed Al-Qasim.
Thank you for having me.